I think one of the keys to truly living the Christian life and understanding what Jesus is saying here is seeing our lives as a gift, and seeing every aspect of our lives as a gift, not only the things that we have, but our bodies, our souls, our experiences that we have in the world, seeing every single one of these things as a gift that God gives to us. But it's not a gift that's intended for us. And I think that's often how we see it, that whatever he gives to us, he means for us to use for our own benefit. And that's not true. He gives us all of these gifts so that we might give them away to others, so that we might live and love as he does. Because God holds nothing back for himself. He continually gives everything that he is to whoever asks for it. And he wants us to live in the same way. We're born into this world with absolutely nothing, and he gives us these things so that we can experience his love, so that we can go out and give them to others. So if we are comforted in a time of sorrow, it's not so that we can feel better, it's so that we can go out and comfort others. Having experienced what it means to be consoled, we then know how to go out and console another. If we laugh, it's so that we can bring joy to others. Appropriate jokes only, of course, but it's so that we can go out and spread that joy. If we have wealth and riches, it's so that we can give them to those who don't. If we eat, it's so that we know what it is to be satisfied and can feed the hungry. Everything that we have and are in this world is meant to teach us how to go out and give it away. And Christ is very clear with us. He will eventually bring justice to this world. Those who have nothing will gain everything, and those who have everything in this world will lose it all and have nothing in the next. And he's inviting us to participate in that process of bringing that justice. And so it's important for us every day to look within our lives and see the many gifts and blessings that we have and make a plan. How do I give this away today? How do I go out and live like God and share the many things he has given to me and know his love and carry it to others?